Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be 76 this week, if he had survived. This is Jav Parrish. In every conceivable sense of the word, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has not survived, at least not in white America. In many ways, Ronald Reagan did the worst possible thing for the memory of Dr. King by grudgingly granting the national holiday that bears King's name, because the holiday has become a feel-good lie. King, the man, was, along with Mohandas Gandhi, one of the two most internationally revered symbols of nonviolence in the 20th century. He spent his too brief adult life defying authority and convention, citing a higher moral authority, and gave hope and inspiration for the liberation of people of color on six continents. MLK Day, the holiday, has devolved into the Mississippi Burning of Third Mondays, an inspirational biopic that obscures the true story. King is not a legend because he believed in diversity trainings and civil ceremonies, or because he had a nice dream. He's remembered because he took serious risks and, as the Quakers say, spoke truth to power. He is also a legend because, among a number of brave and committed civil rights leaders and activists, he had a flair for self-promotion, a style that also appealed to white liberals, and the extraordinary social strength of the black Southern churches behind him. And because he died before it could be turned into a caricature by the media. What little history TV will give us this week is at least as much about forgetting as about remembering, as much about self-congratulatory patriotism that King was American as self-examination that American racism made him necessary and that our government at every level sought to destroy him. We hear, "I have a dream." We don't hear his powerful indictments of poverty, the Vietnam War, and the military-industrial complex. We see Bull Connor in Birmingham. We don't see King's arrest for fighting segregated housing in Chicago or the generations of beatings and busts before he won the Nobel Peace Prize. We don't hear about mainstream American contempt at the time for King, even after that Peace Prize, nor his reputation among conservatives as a commie dupe. But an even bigger problem is that as a generation dies off and the historical memory fades, King has become an icon, not a historical figure. We remember the icon, but have forgotten the injustice he struggled against, injustice that looms just as large today as in the past. The racism King challenged 4 and 5 decades ago in Georgia and Alabama was also dominant throughout the country. Here in Seattle, few whites know that history, the housing and school segregation, laws barring Asians from owning land overturned only in the 60s, the marches downtown from predominantly black Garfield High School, police harassment of both radical and mainstream black activists, and the still unsolved assassination of a local NAACP leader. Every city in America has such histories. We don't know the stories of the people, many still with us, who led those struggles, and we rarely acknowledge that the overt racism of Montgomery 1955 is no longer so overt, but still part of America in 2005. It shows up in our geography, in our jails, in our voting booths, in our shelters and food banks, in our economy, and yes, in the very earnest and extremely white activist groups that still carry the banner on these issues. Dr. King, nonviolent martyr to reconciliation and justice, has become a Hallmark card, a warm, fuzzy, feel-good invocation of neighborliness, a file photo for sneaker or soda commercials, a reprieve for post-holiday shoppers. He has become an excuse for a 3-day weekend. Be sure to check out the JCPenney 3-day-only white sale. Dr. King deserves better. We all do. From KBCS for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.